learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Ricky Nelson, or I think by that point he was just going by Rick Nelson, wrapping up that set of music with a Garden Party. Don't know if you know the actual story behind that song, Garden Party. So pull up a chair. I'm going to tell it to you. It was actually 50 years ago today. There was a show at Madison Square Garden. It was Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert, and it featured Ricky Nelson, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rydell were all on the bill. So Ricky Nelson comes out to play, and he comes out, you know, it's 1971. He comes out dressed like it's 1971. He's got like a purple velvet shirt on, and he's got bell bottoms, and his hair's down to his shoulders. And he kicks off the set with Hello Mary Lou, because, you know, that it was a rock and roll revival. But then he went into another song, which was, he called it Country Honk, but what it was a country version of Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. And the audience started to boo. Yeah, so there's some reports that they were booing because there was some police activity in the back, but Ricky Nelson thought it was regarding him and kind of booing him off the stage. So he left, walked off stage, never came back. So then he wrote this song about it. So as you're listening to the lyrics of the song, and I know now you got to go like, I wasn't, but now I'm going to have to. Yeah, you listen to the lyrics of the song, and he name drops Yoko. He references John Lennon. He talks about I forget what the lyric is. It's something like Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes wearing the disguise. And what that actually was his next-door neighbor was George Harrison, who used the alias of Hughes whenever he would go out and about or stay in hotels and such. And apparently George Harrison was working on a album of all Bob Dylan covers. And it never came into fruition, but that was his reference there. There's a ton more references, but anyway, let me just tell you what else was in that set of music outside of Garden Party. The McCoys doing their version of Richie Valens' Come On, Let's Go. Also played the Dave Clark 5 doing a cover of The Contours' Do You Love Me. Dave Edmunds with his version of I Hear You Knocking. And speaking of the Rolling Stones kicked off that entire set because it's only rock and roll here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked down the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansavar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Sometimes I feel we must be going mad. Little Richard, little Mel, Willy Wonka, and William Tell, Salman Rushdie, and Kim Maisel. Hello, 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 hello.
Disney Plus, Hulu.
Sell and touch you, soak up the dim light.
new music from Chris Church, who was proving to me, the monster, that I gotta be wary of CD number 2 tonight. Yeah, I know, I gambled. I rolled the dice, too, when it was starting to do its thing early on. I was like, no, we're gonna let this puppy make it, and it did. So thank you, CD number 2. If I talk nice to you, will you play the music properly for the good listening folks out there, will you? That goes to you, too, CD 1. Yeah. Technology in its finest. Only for you. Going Downtown, the name of that track from Chris Church. So you know he's not local because it's not Going Downtown. It is not. Before that, Mauve from the Head Down album with In and Out. Played the beloved Just Saying Hello. That's what I'm saying to you. Hello. Welcome. Oh, some Lou Reed in that set, too. Starting off the entire set of music was Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because, hello, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it tries to come to each and every Friday evening from 9 o'clock until 1 a.m. We're almost 18 minutes into it. Whew. Oh, and if you were listening like at 8, you're like, Moxer, you've been on the air since 8. If you didn't catch, that was part of an encore show of a show that was produced, I think back in January is when that one was originally produced. So yeah, now you're getting 5 hours of the Moxer on a Friday night. 4 were live, 1 is Memorex. Hey, speaking of Memorex, you can listen to the Moxer on Tuesday afternoons at 2 for an encore presentation of this very show. So if you missed it, or you're going to tune in late, or you're going to forget to tune in, or you fall asleep, or you had to go out because you have a social life, you can catch elements of the show Tuesday afternoons at 2 after a minute pause with Sean Watson. Now, if everything goes as it should, we're starting off with a little rocky start with CD2. Still love you, CD2. Still love you. If everything goes as it should, at 11 o'clock, I will do a music calendar and a radio calendar, and then at midnight, I do a thing called the Midnight Mock. I was scouring the record stores of Pittsburgh to see if I could make the mock happen in its complete. I think we'll get something out there for you. That happens at midnight. I'll tell you more about that sometime in the next hour. Till then, I'm just still getting my feet wet, figuring out what we're doing, what we're playing. The Push Kings. The house is old and by and all very green and yellow shade. Your toenails on the dashboard, the Coca-Cola sweats. I glimpsed you through a motor curtain, naked on the bed. Days in a dream seems so long. Well, it's only 1 or 2 weeks till it's gone. Like a song. Tripping, yeah. Summer is for tripping, sleeping in your car, glass of wine you held before.
great note there.
Right. One, two, three, four.
Grassroots, the grassroots, going back to my grassroots Temptation Eyes here on the Viva La Mock radio program, wrapping up that set of music. Prior to the grassroots, the Ruddles. Yeah, Ruddles, why not? We've arrived, and to prove it, we're here. From the Ruddles. Also played some Lanny Flowers in there. With Lost in a Daydream, and the Push Kings, who are lost in some summer trippin' from their self-titled second album. Came out back in 2000, believe it or not. 31 minutes past your 9 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Now I'm going to talk nice to CD2 throughout the evening, but I did pull a bunch of vinyl, so I will. And the fun part is, like, a CD starts skipping, and you're like, ah, oh, that sounds like crap. But, like, you hear a little pop in the vinyl, and you're like, yeah, that's warm. Do you not do that? Do you not do that? Some things I should rhyme, blah, 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 blah. Sorry. In the recorded days, I would just cut that again, but in these live days, I have to let you realize that I don't always speak my words right. What I was going to say is most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. Yeah, you can't teach your kid to ride a bike in just 2 minutes. You can't even teach them how to dress themselves in 2 minutes. You can't even give them good manners in 2 minutes. But there is one important parenting bit of training of your child that you can do in just 2 minutes. Technically 4 minutes, because what you have to do is spend 2 minutes twice a day making sure your kid brushes their teeth. It's a great habit for them to get into. It will save them a lifetime of tooth pain and like the Moxer, tons of cavities. Tons of cavities. You can find out more by going to 2min2x.org. So that's 2minutes2times.org, but it's 2min, and it's the number 2. Number 2, M-I-N, number 2, x.org. Apparently, everything else was taken, so they decided that would be the easy one for you. This message brought to you by the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and WRCT. Heck, I'll even tell you the story. I was no longer a youngster. I was a midster. And my dentist at the time said, "Oh, Moxter, that cavity's pretty small. We probably don't need to numb you up because, you know, you won't feel a thing." Yeah. I said, "All right." You had to peel my fingers out of his chair. And then when we got done, he goes, "Wow, that was a lot deeper than I thought." True story. If you got a suggestion for a song, you can drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up. 412-268-WRCT. Some public image limited to keep this Friday night going for you. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black. Your time has come. Your second skin. The cost of high.
I'm gonna make you mine. be right. Could be wrong. I could be right.
Drama brings his tongue like a father. Yeah. $30. Now a half. 30 and a half. Now one. $31 and a half. $32.
How much is enough? Enough, it's not good enough. Don't complain, but you got it tough. All you have in life's a bore. Can't relax, want so much more. Dying please won't set you free. Can't you see that time is slipping?
From their Ink album. It's The Fix. The Fix asking you how much is enough. And you might ask, be asking yourself, like, Moxer, that set of music, how much is enough? I'm done. What was that? Well, it was a weird 80s and 90s. I think that Fish, right? Like, I would be playing Fish. That Fix album, I believe it came out in 1990. Nope, 1991. I was even wrong on that. But The Fix... 80s, 90s. I was in the spirit because that's what I'm always in the spirit for. And I want to tell you a fun story about 80s, 90s. But let me tell you the songs first so I don't get too far sidetracked. Before the Fix, some Bourgeois Tag from their Yo-Yo album with Stress. Yeah. Didn't go for the hit single off that album. I went for another song. I went for a deep cut. Title track from Level 42's Running in the Family. And start off the entire set from album, some Public Image Limited and Rise. Now I can tell you my 80s, 90s story because you might not know. Not sure how you wouldn't know, but then maybe it's your first time listening to my program. I host an 80s, 90s night down at Arsenal Lanes in Lawrenceville every Thursday. And I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. That's why I do it. I've been doing it for literally, we just, well, 80s, 90s, we started later. But I've been DJing down there for 19 years now. Just hit my anniversary down there. And we started this 80s, started with just 80s night. And then all of a sudden, we're like, well, we should throw the 90s in here. We threw the 90s in there. So my story is, place is packed. Sold out night. And a very nice group of gentlemen are bowling right in front of me. Giving me a lot of really good requests. But one guy walks up to me and he said, hey, Mockster, could you play the Eagles' Take It Easy? Now, keep in mind, 80s, 90s night, there's little filter on what I won't play if it came out in the 80s and 90s. But that's clearly like 1973, I believe. And I said, well, that's a little too early for 80s, 90s night. And he says to me in a straight face, he says, Mockster, came out in 1974. And I said, what part of 80s, 90s night don't you get? And he goes, it's close enough. True story. And then he got mad at me because I wouldn't play a song. Went back to his friends. He's like, it's close enough. I'm like, no. It's nowhere near close enough. But anyway, his friends gave me a bunch of great requests. He never came back with another request. Of course, I pivoted and I played him some Don Henley. Well, I played Don Henley in lieu of Eagles. See, I do that. See, I won't do it on my show much. But down there, play some Don Henley. We got 4 minutes before your 10 o'clock hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. I'm going to remind you, as a parent, sometimes you have to let your kids have their own way. Sometimes. But when it comes to car safety, that's not something that is up for negotiation. Make sure your kids are buckled up correctly for the entire ride, every single ride. If you go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, you can find more information. That's safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. This message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, WRCT. Do you remember that? Do you remember, speaking of 80s and 90s, do you remember what actually Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s? Well, that kid at Arsenal obviously didn't, but Uncle Jay Thurber does. So look at him and say, okay, Gen Xer, tune into Radio 9 from noon until 3 each and every Saturday here for a mix of oldies, newies, and just a touch of snark. It's here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT. Jay Thurber, actually, he'll be down at Arsenal Lanes. I think the date's the 13th. Yeah, the 13th, it's a Sunday. He'll be spinning music down there. I know, you're saying, Moxer, why aren't you spinning music? I don't know. Figured this was a time for us to talk. Elvis Costello and the Impostors have a brand new CD out called The Boy Named If. First track on this wonderful CD. It's called Farewell Okay.
Farewell Okay.
king is dead. Long live the king!
I think you've seen me before.